Today, we head 20 miles due west to Elmhurst for another edition of Your Hometown. Spend the day with us as we explore every corner of Elmhurst right here on WGN Radio.
That is absolutely correct. And I'm John Landecker, and I'm doing my part. Your hometown, Elmhurst, here at 720 WGN. And you know it's a good town if the town's got a museum. And the town's got a museum. It's I appropriately called the Elmhurst History Museum. And with us is Dave Oberg, who's the director. Hey, Dave, how are you? Welcome to WGN.
Hey, you're doing great tonight. Thanks for having me, John.
Yeah. So, what got you into the idea? What got you into the museum business? Are you in the museum business, or is this a side hustle, as they say?
Oh, no. This is I've been doing this for, come April Fool's Day, 32 years now.
No kidding.
Started as a part-time job at the Time Museum when I was working on my undergraduate degree, and fell in love with museums, and I'm lucky enough to serve as the director here at the Elmhurst History Museum now. Lucky to be in a wonderful, vibrant downtown, a lot of great businesses and restaurants in the area, and one of the best teams I've worked with in my entire career. Good
wow.
bunch.
Wow. You're a professional museum director.
I try to make it look fun, though.
You sound like it.
Well, if you're not having a good time, you're not doing it right.
I totally agree. You might as well have fun with what you're doing, and I would think that the idea of being the director of a museum would have a lot of opportunities to have a really good time. How long have you been the director of the Elmhurst Museum?
I was lucky enough to come on board here November of 2017, shortly after Brian Berghager retired as director, and so a little over 4 years now with the team here.
I understand that there's a new exhibit coming that has to do with prairies or something of that nature.
Well, so I'll tell you about this. I'm really excited about this. We have a new show opening on February 4th. It's called People of the Prairie, 12,000 Years in DuPage County. And so what we're really going to do is we're going to broaden our focus tremendously here, and we're going to look at all of the various peoples who called the area we call Elmhurst and DuPage County home, going back to the end of the Ice Age, multiple generations, multiple peoples, different, how they interacted with the land, how they interacted with each other, how the climate had changed over that time, and a very, very much an archaeology-driven exhibit. I think it's really shaping up to be one of the best shows I've seen.
Well, this obviously was not put together overnight.
No, actually, our curator of exhibits, Dan Bartlett, and our whole museum team here, we began really thinking long and hard about doing this exhibit. I want to say all the way back in 2018, 2019, we were kicking this around. And we've got a lot of resources that made this all possible. We've reached out to multiple museums in the area. We've worked with the Illinois State Museum. We've worked with the Illinois Archaeological Survey. We've worked with Sarah Fonkuka, who's a professional archaeologist on this. We've worked with Midwest Soaring and a number of indigenous people. This has been a labor of love, and we've been really working at this over the last couple of years.
So you say the end of the Ice Age. How does one approach that era to be included in a timeline for a museum in Elmhurst?
Well, so, I mean, the end of the Ice Age is at least what our evidence shows us
right.
so far when we begin to see human activity in the area. So we've got some very, very early material here that illustrates the very early cultures that were in this area. Mind you, when mastodons were still roaming in this area, it's hard for us to imagine that. And when the shores of what we then called Lake Chicago, which we call Lake Michigan now, were only about 7 miles from Elmhurst. And so you can see how the climate really adapts and changes and how we adapt and change to that climate over time, too. And then you look at the multiple generations and multiple people who come and go through this area, how they make their impact on the land, how they draw resources from it, how they interact with it. And a lot of communities are even trading back and forth in this area long before any European settlers ever called this area home.
I would think that it would have quite an effect on somebody to realize that they are standing where at one time mastodons roamed the earth. I mean,
oh, yeah.
That's really something when you think about it. I mean,
It's humbling. It really is. You know,
that's the word.
This community we call, you know, Elmhurst today, and called Cottage Hill before the name changed back in the 19th century. You know, that period represents less than 2% of human habitation in this area. We're part of a very long and vast sweep of history, it's very humbling. It is.
When does this exhibit open again?
So we're opening that on Friday, February 4th. It's going to run through June 5th, and we've got a lot of terrific programs in support of this. You can visit our website, elmhursthistory.org, and find out more about all the great programs we have coming up.
Well, I want to find out about some of those programs and also what else you've got there at the museum. We're going to take a break here in a second, and we'll come back after that. But I think there's time now to put in what are the museum hours that you operate?
Yeah, we're open Tuesday through Friday from 1 to 5, Saturdays from 10 to 5, and then Sundays again from 1 to 5. So every day but Monday, and we do tours as well. Give us a call if you'd like to bring your group out.
And admission is?
The best price of all, free to the public.
And can you be contacted at this phone number I have here, 630-833-1457?
That is correct. That is our general line for the museum. Please give us a call.
Well, stay on our line, and we'll talk about more on the Elmhurst Museum, because Elmhurst is your hometown today. 720 WGN, I'm John Landecker at 647. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, and it is your hometown Elmhurst all day today at 720 WGN. And I've got something to say that I've noticed about both of our guests. First of all, Adam, who had the candle shop, and Dave, who's with us, the director of the Elmhurst History Museum. Dave, you're still with us, right?
I am.
Okay. You know what I noticed about both of you guys? Enthusiasm.
Love what you do.
I mean, no, we're seriously. Both of you were, you are obviously enthusiastic about Elmhurst, but also about what you're doing to contribute to life there. And I find that to be very refreshing, that there is that much of an upbeat attitude around Elmhurst and the people who live there. How long has Elmhurst been around?
Well, we've had settlers in this area that would have created what we called Cottage Hill. I want to say going back to the mid 1830s, you began to see people farming the land here.
Yeah.
What really puts us on the map, though, is the Hill Cottage Tavern, which is established by Jerry Bates in 1843, and that is a place where you can, you know, take on supplies, rest, get a meal. There's a post office there, and it's on the St. Charles Road, which is actually a Native American trail that used to link Lake Michigan to the Fox River Valley. It became a very popular stagecoach route, and once he sites the Hill Cottage Tavern here, you begin to see a little bit of a nascent community growing around it. And then he helps to induce the Galena and Chicago Union Railroad. Those are the same tracks now used by Union Pacific today to site a freight and passenger depot here in 1849. And we begin to see the rise of a commuter culture by the 1850s and 60s.
Yes.
We've got people working in Chicago and living out here.
Now, wait. In 1850 or 60, were they they're obviously commuting? Wait a minute. Obviously commuting by what? Rail? Horse?
Commuting buggy? By rail.
Wow.
The Galena Chicago Union line stitched us into the city, and you begin to see some Chicago business people who, you know, recognize that, well, it's some very nice land out here, and I can have a pretty nice expanse.
Yes.
And I can run my operations in the city, and I can take the train back and, live out here on my estate in beautiful surroundings here.
Yeah.
And so by the late 1850s and 60s, we begin to see that little bit of a rise of that. We get another light electric line of a Chicago Roar and Elgin that comes out here after the turn of the century. And again, that just causes explosive growth in the south end of town. And the community really begins to grow at that point.
Well, I've already learned a lot, and I haven't even been out there to your museum yet. I didn't realize that there was commuting going on that long ago.
Suburbs are older than we think.
You know what? You're absolutely right. You hit the nail on the head. But the idea that people were commuting back and forth, that I find that to be very impressive and something that I never even realized could have existed that long ago. Do you even have any idea? Are the train travel times about the same now as they were then?
That yes,
they
yes,
are.
They are. You could get to Chicago by rail. You know, of course, there were fewer trains going back and forth than maybe today, but in about an hour. And if you're taking a non-express train, that's about the same. If you're getting the express, you know, you're going to shave off a little time there. But and again, think about that in comparison to lurching along a bumpy, dusty, rutted, muddy road. You know, back before we had hardtop, it was pretty convenient.
I would say so. And just because we've got hardtop doesn't necessarily mean you're making good time. I listen to the traffic reports here at 720 WGN, and those commuting trips are pretty can be pretty lengthy. And so that train option has been around, I guess, a lot longer than I realized. That's quite impressive.
My wife Sonali enjoys having that easy access to rail to this day. She works in the city, so.
It says here, we're talking, by the way, about the Elmhurst History Museum with Dave Oberg, who's the director of the museum, and obviously very enthusiastic about it, because it is Elmhurst is your hometown day-to-day on 720 WGN. And I have, obviously, a press-type release that says that there is a permanent collection of more than 15,000 three-dimensional artifacts. That's an amazing number.
Well, yeah, we go back a little ways. We started collecting. We were created by the city of Elmhurst as the Elmhurst Historical Commission back in 1952. So we've been collecting for quite a while. Had enough to open a one-room kind of a museum display in the third floor of the Gloss Mansion, which we've taken over completely now, back when that was City Hall. And now we've expanded. We not only have that many artifacts, but we have three buildings now. We operate the museum itself out of the Gloss Mansion, which has two floors of galleries and a beautiful store. We've got the Education Center next door, which we acquired in 1999 through a Project First Rate grant, and that's our Education Center. And then we also operate the Churchville one-room schoolhouse in nearby Bensonville through a wonderful intergovernmental agreement with Bensonville, and that is on the National Register of Historic Places. Normally in non-COVID times, that's where we can do a full immersion one-room schoolhouse experience for kids, and we're going to be doing more programming for grown-ups out there, too. So a lot of fun stuff.
I'm looking 10,000 historic photographs, 300 linear feet of personal business records, a library of more than 500 books, microfilm copies of newspapers, censuses, and Sanborn fire insurance maps. What is that?
So those are actually a tremendous resource. So the Sanborn fire insurance maps, basically, if you go back and look at those, you can see where all of the different buildings were at a different point in time and year. You can see what materials they were actually constructed out of based on the color codes on the maps. And, of course, in the 19th century, you can see where a lot of the outbuildings might have been, you know, carriage house,
right.
The house, you know, even right down to where the privies used to be. It's all on the map. They're a great historic resource. They really are.
How has COVID affected your operation?
I have to say, you know, it's been interesting. Obviously, we've seen a lot less in-person visitation, particularly when we were, you know, temporarily shut down during the worst part of the pandemic.
Right.
But I got to say, I got to give our team just incredible credit here, because our Supervisor of Education Services, Jess Wandersee, our Curator of Collections, Deanne Lund, both pivoted to developing a number of online programs, virtual field trips. Dan became kind of an in-house documentarian, doing some online documentaries as well. Jess pivoted to all kinds of online programming, Zoom-based programming for grown-ups, kids, everything in between. And Dan Bartlett, our curator of exhibits, even developed a couple of outdoor exhibits during the height of the pandemic. And we have our own app now. We have an app for that. we have the Elmhurst History Museum app, which Jess worked with us to develop. And so you can download different walking tours through the app. Sometimes we do scavenger hunts through the exhibit galleries. We change things out regularly on that. So we've kept connected. And actually, it's interesting. We've connected with a lot of people online. I would have never imagined the kind of numbers we got with some of our programs. So there was a silver lining in all of that. But we sure love seeing people coming back.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Well, the necessity is the mother of invention, as they say. And it sounds like all of you out there at the museum have certainly made that come true. Thank you so much for sharing your enthusiasm and your knowledge about Elmhurst and the museum. We've been talking to Dave Oberg, director of the Elmhurst History Museum. Once again, what's the location in case people need to know?
Yeah, we are at 120 East Park Avenue, right in the heart of downtown Elmhurst, thriving business district, lots of restaurants and wonderful businesses right around here. And I got to do one last shout out if I can, because I heard, so Adam was kind of a craft beer enthusiast.
Yeah.
We also host the Elmhurst Craft Beer Festival. It's coming up September 17th. That is the major fundraiser for the Elmhurst Heritage Foundation. They're the fundraising arm of the museum, and they help underwrite a lot of the programs and exhibits we do here. So,
hey,
Adam, I want to see you here.
Yeah, who knows? He may be stopping by to get some more material for candles. You never know.
There you go. I'll fix you up.
Thanks a lot. So much fun talking to you. How about that, huh? That's a good time. That's Dave Oberg, director of the Elmhurst History Museum. It's your hometown here at 720 WGN.